1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, it feels like forever since we've chatted. I was off last week. Did you have a nice long weekend? It was nice weather.
I wish that river was full of water, though, don't you?
I know. Let's do the rain dance and pray for rain and anything. Oh, my
goodness. It's really just so difficult for everyone involved in tourism, especially the folks down at the boathouse, I feel, for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to cross our fingers and toes with rain and the forecast, but we do know this. With Stratford Festival, we have new shows.
We do. We have three new shows that have just hit the stage, the first of which is The Art of War, and I know I've talked about this a lot with you because it's such a wonderful story and something people don't necessarily know a lot about. It's about the embedded visual artists, painters, who went off to the World Wars to capture the experience of war. And it's a really wonderful play. But it has another component to it that I think people will really be interested in because it's absolutely beautiful. The Canadian War Museum has done an installation of images from these war painters at the Studio Theater. So you can see them there in the windows of the Studio Theater. You know, it's a big glass lobby. And also inside the lobby. So when you come to see the show, there's even more to see of the art inside.
It is absolutely beautiful. Certainly, if you're walking by, you can check that out. And Anne, I saw The Art of War last night at the Studio Theater.
Oh, did you, Anne?
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing story, a fantastic cast. This is a show not to be missed. Great script. It was funny, gripping, and just absolutely wonderful. Highly recommended.
Oh, I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. I did, too.
Oh, what a great, great show. So that's The Art of War at the Studio Theater, and more shows happening.
Yes, over at the Tom Patterson, we have another brand-new play. It's called Ransacking Troy. And people may remember Paradise Lost. Just pre-pandemic, Aaron Shields wrote a play for us called Paradise Lost, and it was a huge hit. And I think Ransacking Troy is going to be every bit as huge, maybe bigger. It's a really wonderful, wonderful story based on the premise that, well, it's based on the Iliad and the Odyssey, and I'm sure people remember that in it, Penelope waits for Odysseus to return. He goes off from Greece to fight the war in Troy, and that takes 10 years, takes another 10 years for him to get home. So what this is based on is what if the women just got sick of waiting and decided to take matters into their own hands, and they go to Troy themselves to settle things.
Wow, okay. And that's
it's funny, it's powerful and moving. It's just a great, great show. I absolutely loved it. So that has just started, and don't miss it. I think it's a real goodie.
And it's, again, another example of the variety for a season like the Stratford Festival. You've got the comedies, you've got the musicals, and you've got some deep, thought-provoking plays.
Absolutely. And also that the Stratford Festival has become a real center for the development of new plays. Anthony, since his tenure began, has developed 30 new Canadian plays and put them on the stage. You know, we were always a place where new plays were or could be written, but they weren't always produced. And this is become a real pipeline to the stage
for
new writers.
Oh, without a doubt. And there's one more show that many folks are looking forward to.
There is Dangerous Liaison.
All right.
The Festival Theater. It's a tale of two people, a man and a woman, who are completely unethical.
Yeah.
And they decide he is going to try to seduce two people that they think are just a little too prissy or perfect. One's very religious, one's very young, and it's based on the movie that so many of us enjoyed way back when. And, of course, we've had it here at Stratford before. Gorgeous show, designed by, the costumes are designed by Nadine Grant, and they're just absolutely gorgeous. If you look on our website or social media channels, you'll get a sneak peek of some of those costumes and how absolutely incredibly beautiful they are. They are worth the price of admission alone, and also a fabulous set. Beautiful performances by Jessica B. Hill and Jesse Gervais and Ashley Dingwall. It's a great show.
Fantastic. So then all the shows will have opened for the season.
We're all on stage. I hadn't really thought of it, but we are. Hooray. There we go.
There you go. And speaking of which, there is a limited ticket sale that is on now. Is that right, Ann?
There is. Just until Monday, and tickets are between $29 and $59, I believe. So it's a great chance. We're doing this summer sale just to pack as many people into Stratford as possible for these last few weeks of summer and into the fall as well. There are selected dates on those at those prices, and I think most shows are offered, but perhaps not everyone. And let's have a really great tourism season in Stratford in as many places as we can, even if that river isn't full.
Yeah, exactly. So again, support to places like the Boathouse, support our area restaurants and whatnot, and support Stratford Festival on an outstanding season. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website with more shows that are on stage and for you to enjoy. What a season. Ann Swerdfeger, thanks so much, Ann. And of course, those Me and Forums continue too.
They do. Some interesting ones this week. Anne of Green Gables in Japan, for example. So some fun things to see at the Mian Forum, and then really picking up throughout the month again. Let's make August a great month.
Yeah, and with this extended season too, fantastic. Anne Swerdfeger, thanks again, Anne.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.